I'm Nick Harcourt. It's 88.5 KCSN, and Terry Nunn is somebody you've been hearing on the airwaves here at KCSN for the last couple of years with her awesome Saturday night show. But you stopped doing it. What? You're on the road or something?
I did.
You're on the road with a band again?
I am. Berlin is all over the place right now, and I tried to keep both going, but I couldn't.
Well, it's great to see you, and you're here with your collaborator, Dave Schultz, and you're going to play a couple of songs for us, and then we're going to catch up, talk about the new album, Animal. But first up, a song we might know from the past, and then a new one, and then we'll come back and chat. What are you going to start with?
I'm going to start with The Metro.
It's Berlin at KCSN.
Alone, sitting with an empty glass.
It's 88.5 KCSN, Nick Harcourt, your host, and you're just listening to Berlin. Terry Nunn joining us with a couple of songs as we remember you with those great sounds, I guess. And I was thinking when I was hearing them earlier on when you were rehearsing and playing them, I was like, oh my gosh, I remember being in England in, you know, 1980, whatever it was, and hearing this sound.
Wow.
What's ironic to me is that the sound that you guys were making back then is back. I mean, not like the 80s ever really went away. They sort of go away for a couple of years and come back, but it almost seems like a synthesizer or the Casio is the new banjo.
And I didn't realize that until I worked at KCSN, and then I was forced to fill 2 hours of music every Saturday night.
Right.
And I heard bands like Nine Inch Nails start his song with a TR-808 drum machine sound, which is our whole first album. That's all we could afford, you know, was that TR-808 drum machine. So that was our drums. Now it's in everything.
You know, I want to talk about, obviously, the new album as well, but we were talking just before we started doing the interview about when you were working back then and how it was just relentless work. Obviously, you're from Southern California originally, but tell us about that time, how crazy that was, and about the work, because you said you really had to stop because you had no life.
Yeah, it was all work all the time, and I bought into the record label pushing the band to just work and work and work, because, you know, when a band starts to pop, it's a cash cow for a record label, and I don't blame them for pushing us, because they're just trying to get everything they can at the moment that it's happening, but I also bought into it. I thought that if I was successful enough and I looked great, that I would have friends and I would have a great guy and I would have everything would happen for me. Well, it doesn't turn out like that. You know, my friends disappeared because I never called them. And I couldn't find a guy who would stick around because I was never home.
Sure.
So I had no life.
Now this was a little while ago, obviously. That first album, Love Life, came out in 1984. So it's actually an anniversary this year, really.
Oh, yeah. We're 30 years now.
Right.
Berlin.
And when you think about that time and Gold Records and hit singles and all over MTV, what do you remember? Do you remember much about it? Is it a blur? I mean, I'm not suggesting that you were altered or anything, but it's a long time ago, and obviously there was a lot going on. What do you remember?
It was a blur. It was a lot of it was my fault that it was a blur, because I didn't stick around and take the time to enjoy it when it was happening. I just wanted, okay, what's the next thing we got to do? Okay, what's the next mountain to climb? What's the next? And so I missed a lot, and that is what I like about getting older, is I don't want to miss it anymore. So I take a moment to enjoy it. And back then it was just, you know, do the video, get out on the road, get back in the studio, do another video, get on the road, get back in the studio. It was a cycle.
Having a hit song like Take My Breath Away has got to be both a curse and something that is obviously forever going to keep you in people's consciousness as well. How do you feel about that song at this point?
That's a gift that keeps on giving. We were working with Giorgio Moroder at the time. He wrote it, and we were able to afford him for one song. He was God back then. He could have farted, and I would have sung to it. He was the guy. You know, he had worked with Bowie. He'd worked with Blondie. He did Cat People and Flashdance and Famous. Anyway, we were just like, please work with us. So he was doing No More Words for us at the time. He was recording it, and he walked in one day. He's a Sicilian guy. And he said, okay, I've got this song, and it's going to be in this big movie next year. It's going to be Paramount and then Tom Cruise, and it's going to be so big. You got to do this song. You want to do it? And John's like, no. My partner, John Crawford, no. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. So the label stepped in and said, well, you're doing it. So it was both an amazing experience. It continues to be an amazing experience for me because of the, you know, the connection that it brought the whole world to Berlin, which previous to that couldn't give a crap about us. So that changed everything, but it also ended the band because John and I were already parting ways with what we thought the band should be. And he was like, well, now we're doing songs by other people. So clearly, you know, it's not my band anymore. So screw it. So he, you know, It ended.
The thing about that song, though, of course, is that it got a Golden Globe, Academy Award, and all that kind of stuff. And a song like that, as you said, keeps on giving. And I hope this is not too personal a question, but do you still make any money out of that?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You didn't write it, as you said, but obviously there's some kind of residuals you get out of
that,
right?
Well, people license my version of it. So they have to, you know, come to me to use my version of it in whatever it is that they're... that they want it for, whether it's a movie or a TV show, commercial, whatever.
Cool. People ask me a lot, saying, well, you've been around this a while. Well, what do you have to do? And I said, just write a hit song. That's all you got to do. Just write a hit song. Because a hit song changes everything.
Yes. It opens the doors to everywhere. You know, we got to play places we'd never been before, didn't care about Berlin previously.
Now obviously, as you said, you know, things came to an end, and I know you worked with other people, but you really did take a big break. What did you do during that time?
I worked with other people. I got to work with Perry Farrell on a movie he was doing called Gift, Andrew Eldritch from Sisters of Mercy. We did something. A jazz guy, we did a duet together. Because I had been in Berlin for almost 10 years, I was like, oh, now I can do everything. And I did a solo album that was everything. It was a complete mess. There was rap and country and pop and dance. And I was like, who the hell is she? It was just kind of a big mess. But it was fun. And I also got a life. I got married. I got to have a relationship for the first time.
Right.
It was nice.
And you have a kid.
Now I have a kid.
So that's...
That was later.
But that's a whole different... kettle of fish.
That's a great reason to live.
I want to talk about that in a minute. But you also had the pleasure, I should say, of having you on the air here with Unbound for a couple of years.
Thank you.
Which was a lot of fun. I miss you on the air, I have to
really?
Say. Yeah, of course.
You listened?
Well, you know, if I'm out and about on a Saturday night, what else am I going to do?
Really? Thanks, Nick.
I'm not going to listen to the other guys.
It's such an honor for me to be on your show. you are the man with taste.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It's an honor to have you on the show. It really is. Well, let's jump forward then, and let's bring Dave into the mix, and let's start talking about Berlin as obviously Berlin is a brand. It's Terry. It's you. I mean, there were other people involved, but it's really identified with you, and it makes sense that when you came back to recording music, you would do it under the name Berlin. So let's talk about Animal, and let's talk about you guys collaborating.
Yeah. Well, when I decided to go back and do Berlin, it was because I still, even now, love electronic music. I love where it's going. I love where it's been. I love what's happening to it. And Berlin was a perfect vehicle for that, because that's what, you know, we didn't start it in America, but we were one of the first bands to do it here.
So talk about this new album.
Well, I want to talk about Dave over here. Dave.
Hello, hello. How you doing?
Hi. This is Dave Schultz. He comes from, he played with the Goo Goo Dolls and General Public, and he's a virtuoso classical pianist who continues to wow me.
I still can play a little bit of that.
We're going to hear you on piano, actually, in a minute. We're actually going to shift gears completely from something very electronic and programmed to something very organic. But tell us a little bit about you guys getting together and your collaboration.
Yeah, that was 2007? Six?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was... touring with English Beat at the time and General Public, and I was playing around town, and I kind of kept running into Terry at shows and kind of gave him a nudge, hey, if you need a keyboard player, I'm around, and
sure,
blah, 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 you know. And then we had a mutual friend in Jerry Cassell from Devo,
yeah,
who ironically was Wheel of Karma, the reason I started playing when I was in sixth grade.
Wow.
It was literally, I have a Devo tattoo on my arm. That's how devoted I was.
Yes.
And I ended up working with him in a side project. And then that's how he knew of my abilities. And then he kind of, I guess, referred me to Terry,
yeah,
which was kind of wild. So.
Yeah, because Jerry's done video for me, and he did an entire stage show for us in the beginning, because he's the visual genius behind Devo. He did all of their videos, all of their look, everything. He's amazing.
I got to interview those guys a couple of years ago.
You did?
Actually. Yeah, it was fantastic. It's really weird because I'm sort of known, I guess it's just happened, I'm known as the guy who plays new music.
Right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I grew up in an era of what is now considered, you know, the 80s music, which at the time was all new wave and synthesizers and all that. Yeah. And it's cool for me personally to have, you know, recently interviewed people like Devo and Blondie and obviously now I get to talk to Terry as well. But let's talk a little bit more about once you guys met and started working together, how did it sort of snowball from there? Obviously live shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was pretty much hired as the live, you know, keyboardist, vocalist. Mm-hmm. We harmonized well together, and that was a big plus. And you know, I ended up, this is the first actual album I've worked on with Terry. So yeah. Me and others as well. So
we did the live album. We did all the way.
There's a live DVD.
And the DVD. So, yeah.
But I contributed about half the tracks playing on the record, and there's some other producers involved as well.
Sure. So. Yeah.
Terry, I was honored to be on it.
Terry, talk about this new album and why now and why these songs?
Well, Mom, I wrote back in 2008. There's also a song about my dad that I wrote for the solo album in 1992, but I didn't have the guts to sing it at that time.
Why not?
It was a tough relationship, and that was the first time I'd written about it. And I could write about it, but I wasn't ready to go out and sing it over and over. I still wasn't over it. And now I'm older and done a lot of forgiving of him and myself. And so it's time to now I can sing it live. But anyway, Mom was done in 2008, and I did another song on the album called Stand Up with another lady, but I didn't have a focus for the album. I didn't know, you know, what is it? You know, there's a time in each album where you write that song and you go, that's it. That's the album. That's what we want. Metro was on the first one. When we wrote that, it was like, okay, that's everything we want to be. It's like weird and different and kind of sparse and cold and scary and, you know, about love and losing it, and that's it. So we kind of patterned everything after it. And I didn't have that for this album until I started working at KCSN. And when I listened to what was going on, I thought, oh my God, I love electronic dance music. I love what's going on right now. And Berlin has a place here. So this is what I want. So then I started looking for people. And the first one was John King from the Dust Brothers. We wrote Break the Chains together. And that was like, okay, yeah, this is it. But John was moving a little slower, and I wanted to get the album completed. So then I met Derek Canavo from a band called Elegy, and we wrote Animal. Animal was the first one we wrote. And when that came out, I was like, oh my God, Derek, I'm chaining you to you're living in my closet. I'll feed you once in a while. We got 3 months. We got to do this, you and me.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay.
Sounds kind of scary, but okay. Sure.
He kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
Guys are weird.
We're going to Yeah.
Chain us up. We're fine. Anyway, go
so
on.
That's how Animal came together.
That's great. I love that track, and obviously the album is out, and you're gonna be touring. I guess
we're playing everywhere right
constantly,
now.
which is why we don't get you on the airwaves here.
I know.
But
I hope to come back.
But I'm so happy you're out there doing it.
Thank you, Nick.
I saw you at the Canyon Club. I guess last year.
A couple years ago.
Yeah. At some point. Maybe when we first met, when we were both first here. And it was fabulous to see you. And obviously now as you're sort of out on tour and doing it, it's got to be fun to be out there as somebody perhaps who's a little wiser. Yeah?
Yeah. And
when I say perhaps.
Taking the time to enjoy it more.
Right.
And it's not just about... Money doesn't hug you at night, you know? You know, you've got kids, I've got kids. That's what really matters, and the work is great and the music is great. Now I can just take the time, because our business is built. Your name is built, Nick. My name is built. The band is there. It's been there for a long time. So now it's about, okay, what do we want to do? For me, it's about the collaboration now.
I love that line. That's the best line I've heard forever.
What?
Money doesn't hug you at night. Mm. It's pretty damn good, mate. You're going to finish up with Mom. And I appreciate you coming, obviously, both of you. And I appreciate the fact that you've given us a little cross-section here, obviously, with an early song and then the new song, Animal. And then now we're going to get this very pretty, very organic piano song. So, Terry, Terry Nunn, Berlin, and Dave, thanks for coming in, guys.
Oh, thank you for having us, Nick. It's great for me.
Never know.